Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5, verse 3. Jesus was sharing with his disciples and the crowds that were gathered around him when he spoke those words. What he shares are the fundamental principles of serving God under the new covenant. Jesus came to expand the moral teachings of the Old Testament commands, and he teaches the principles that his disciples are to accept and adopt in our lives. In Matthew's record of Jesus' teaching on the mountainside, the Lord began with a list of blessings that are bestowed on those who have certain qualities. The first one in his list is that of being poor in spirit. I invite you to join us for the remainder of this program as we seek to discover what it means to be poor in spirit and what blessing comes from it.
Jesus, holy, risen, mighty, you are so incredible, you are Savior.
Made comparisons. He told us that the way of service to the Heavenly Father is a narrow way, and few will find it, while the path to destruction is broad, and many will travel on it. But in our text, Matthew chapter 5, verse 3, we would have to look elsewhere for his comparisons. In this account of the Lord's teaching, only the good and right attributes are given. Jesus begins his teachings with a list of attitudes and qualities of one's heart that will bring blessings to life. If we have a disposition as described here, the Lord says blessings are to be had. He does not, in this particular setting, make a comparison if, in fact, this is not one's own personal attitude. Blessed are the poor in spirit is a person's awareness of the great need for a righteousness outside of oneself. It is the opposite of having a prideful, self-righteous attitude. Jesus met a number of religious folks who were filled with pride, and they had a righteousness that was based upon what and who they were. Jesus told a parable of two men who went to the temple one day. One man stood and prayed, boasting about all that he was and how he was doing, and he told God about all the deeds that he had done. He repeated in his prayer the alms that he gave, the prayers that he offered, the times of fasting that he did to honor the Lord. And his list was a boasting of his own righteousness. While the other man simply bowed his head before God, humbling himself and asking the Lord to be merciful to him because he was a sinner who needed forgiving. Jesus used that example to show the difference between being self-righteous and being poor in spirit. Only the man who humbled himself before God and begged for mercy left the temple that day justified before God. Being poor in spirit means we know our unworthiness. It is to know that there is no way we can be justified before God, for we have all sinned and fallen short of God's glory. To have this awareness is to be drawn to the Father with spiritual needs that only He can satisfy. To be poor in a physical, material, and financial way is to know that we do not have the means to take care of our needs. We do not have the money to purchase our food, clothing, and shelter. It is not difficult to see our need if we are in such a situation of life. This is what Jesus is pointing out to us. We do not have the spiritual resources to become righteous before God the Father. We cannot be what we need to be before God without the provisions that are made by the Father. The gospel message is a truth that will touch the hearts of those who are aware of spiritual needs. For the self-righteous individual, the message will not be so important. That person is relying upon himself and his resources. Another example that stands out about this is the account of the Syrian captain of the army, Naaman, who had leprosy. He was advised to go to the prophet Elijah for healing. And when Elijah sent the word for him to go dip 7 times in the Jordan River for healing, he became angry. He felt like he had better places to dip in other rivers, and he did not obey the voice of the prophet. But when others encouraged him to do so, he surrendered his pride and went and dipped 7 times in the Jordan. The healing took place when he humbled himself and followed the word of the Lord. Our spiritual illness, the sin in our lives, can all be healed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. God sent His Son to become the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and a complete trust in the blood of Christ to cleanse us will provide what we need. When we are cleansed, then we are ushered into the kingdom of heaven. We are part of God's family. We then have access to the continual blessings offered by the Lord. He hears our prayers. He is attentive to them. The promise of eternal life is a constant hope that fills our hearts. We are welcomed as sons and daughters. The rights and privileges of being a child of God carries with it a peace and joy that is far greater than anything this physical world has to offer. There is a security that comes to those who seek God's grace. The big question is whether we are keenly aware of God's saving grace, or if we think we can be and are good enough to be in His presence.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame.
And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was spent.
I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cost. And when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to that old rugged cross. I believe that the Christ who was slain on the cross has the power to change lives today. For He changed me completely. A new life is mine. That is why by the cross I will stay.
So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.